Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20, the second chapter of Ephesians, verses 19 and 20, you will find these words. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. See where they got that from in that song? And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 through 11, that you've already heard in your hearing. Now we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Supporting scripture, 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If we are to use a thought or subject this morning, we like to speak from the thought, working on a building with the right foundation. Working on a building with the right foundation. Those that were here this week, we found that things were a little congested because we had a construction going on. And we found that during this construction that everything was going on all around us, and there were things set up in different places and markers. A lot of times when you get in a construction zone, one of the most important things is safety. You don't want nobody to get hurt. So we got to be very careful, and we had a wonderful experience here this week working around the construction zone of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. And while we were here, we were trying to build spiritual character so that not only our children, but we ourselves could be more like Jesus. We need to enlarge our family and continue to build on this foundation, what we call Holy Ghost Headquarters. Anybody ever heard that this is Holy Ghost Headquarters? And the reason being is because it has a solid foundation. I wonder this morning, along with all of our workers and recruiters that we had this week, is anybody in here willing to serve God and to help make this house of faith that it can be what God would have it to be? We realize that we walk by faith, not by sight. So as we echo on the message that we heard on last week when we had such a wonderful stewardship day, we've got to trust God for the unthinkable. As we give ourselves to God, we will get just what we get. We got to understand that it's up to us to apply ourselves and to ask God for the things we want. He said that anything we ask in his name shall come to pass. We learned this week that in order to be more like Christ, we learned that if we are to be what the Lord would have us to be, as we work in the construction zone, we found, first of all, that we had to be built to come down, which meant that we were taught to be humble as Christ. For Jesus Christ, he was born in a manger, and there was no room for him in the inn. So that showed a sense of humbleness. So in order for us to work in this construction zone and to build the character that God would have us to have, we got to learn to humble ourselves. We can't feel like we are all of that and we are more important than everybody else. We got to humble ourselves at the feet of Christ. We got to understand that Jesus was king, but he didn't come as a king. He came in a meek and humble and lowly way. Then we found out that we got to be built to grow. Don't you know when you get humble, you got to grow sometimes. You can't stay in one spot all the time. For just like Christ, there came a time that he realized, I must be about my Father's business. Whatever it is that God has you to do, you got to grow into that. We grow in grace. There's somebody in here that can say, I'm saved and sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, but you haven't already arrived. You need to be able to say, please be patient with me, for the Lord is not through with me yet. See, I don't know about you, but I need a little bit more room to grow. I got to let God help me to grow. I got to know that in order to grow, the only way I'm going to grow, I got to be obedient and do what God tells me to do. I can't do what I want to do. I got to do what God says do. The Bible says it's better to obey God rather than man. So we got to be obedient to the cause of Christ. We remember, as we taught in the construction zone this week, that Christ had sort of strayed behind his parents and he was still left there in the temple. And they were wondering, where is Jesus at? But isn't it a good thing to be where you ought to be? And then when they caught up with him, he just let them know, I'm just being obedient to my Father. And it's time for me to be about my Father's business. Then we found out that when you're about your Father's business, sometimes you got those that'll go all the way. Then we got some that'll go a piece of the way. Then we got some that won't go any other way. But we got to be built to last. Anybody in here wants to be faithful? The Bible said, be ye faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of righteousness, just like the Lord thy God. We got to be faithful. We talk about people always talking about me and saying this, that, or the other about me, but they talked about Jesus. Don't you realize that on that time when Jesus came, that he was sent out into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days? And after those 40 days, the old devil realized he ought to be hungry by now. Don't you know there comes a time when the devil will try you when you're at your weakest moment? But what we learn in the construction zone is when we're at our weakest moment, that's the time to be faithful. That's the time to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's the time to know that God will not let you down. That's the time to do just like Jesus. Tell the devil, Satan, get thee behind me. You know, every now and then you got to tell the devil where to get off at. Don't allow the devil to tell you where to go and to manipulate you into doing his thing all the time. There comes a time you ought to be obedient and faithful to the cause of Christ. And if you humble yourself at his feet, you can tell the devil where to get off at. Anybody in here told the devil, I'll make you my enemy and I'll step on you like you're nobody? Somebody know what I'm talking about. Get out my way, devil. I got somewhere I gotta go. If you're going to be faithful, you're going to find that all your brothers and sisters, everybody's not where you are. So we got to learn how to love one another as God has loved us. So we found out you got to be built to care. You got to care about one another. You got to have compassion for one another. Just like our Sunday school lesson this morning, we must have a heart to meet the needs of other people. For the least that we do unto other people, we're not doing anything for God. Every time we get an opportunity to do good, we ought to do good. We ought to have a mind to care about one another. We ought to have a mind to have a compassionate spirit that will spring up from the heart, that we'll be able to encourage and console one another. Don't you know when they came to Jesus and told him that the child was dead, his heart began to feel sorrowful. For he felt the pain that they were feeling. Any time that somebody's going through hurt or any type of anguish, if you are a child of God and you got the love of God in your heart, then you ought to be able to feel what they feel. You ever been talking to somebody and they began to tell you what I say a sad story and tell you about something that they're going through, and all of a sudden tears began to swell up in their eyes? And if you got a heart for the Lord, then all of a sudden you find yourself bubbling up. You find yourself crying along with them. Isn't it good to know, my sister, that you don't have to be in it all by yourself? That there's a sister right beside you that you can embrace you and say, baby, I know what you're going through. There's somebody that'll say, Lord, I've been there. I can tell you that. I can't tell you when he's going to come, but God will come on time. Somebody in here know what I'm talking about. Somebody realize that I hadn't always been on top. There's been a time that I've been down in the valley. And I went down in the valley and I found out that everybody didn't love me. But while I was down in the valley, I looked up to the hill from which came my help. And I know where my help come from, and my God loved me more than I love myself. So he taught me this morning how to love somebody else. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
You got to be bird built to learn how to care. Care ye one for another. Then you got to understand this month that you got to learn how to restore one another. That every now and then you may fall out with your brother. But I'm glad this morning that when I get in the construction zone, that I learn how to forgive. You see, you got to forgive one another. But when you work on this building, it'll draw our bond closer. But we are the children of God. You see, when we were in the construction zone, Minister Davis kept everything in order. But the work zone was in working status at all times. I thank God this morning that while she was working on the work zone, Moderator Carr was stressing safety and reminders every day that we got to do this, that, or the other. So I just stopped by Five Chapel to let you know this morning that we are yet in a working zone. There's construction going on. And Paul envisioned here when we read in the book of Ephesians. The Bible tells us this morning, now therefore ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of faith. For you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone. And I just want to let you know that we are the temple of God. The church of God is foundation on the word of God itself. This temple is built on the shape and structure that is called the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone is no more than Jesus Christ himself. I'm glad this morning to know something about Jesus. Jesus will always be the cornerstone on which the whole thing is built. So when I look in the word of God, I found out this morning there comes a time in your life that God needs some more workers. Anybody interested this morning in working in the vineyard for the Lord? You see, I'm reminded, bro, of a song that we used to say, that I'm working on a building, and I'm glad when I work on this building. The Bible says, for we are laborers together with God. We are the ones that got to do the work according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another built thereon. But I'm glad that every man got to take heed how you build thereon. For the Bible said, for no other foundation that can be made than a man that made it lay down his life for his friend. The Lord thy God, he is our salvation. He is the foundation of which we are built. But I'm glad to know that a long time ago, way back in the day, before Dr. Betts came, when Reverend Fowles was here, he realized when the Lord God said, bring two or three people together and tell them about Jesus and form a church. But they gave the church the name of Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. And down through the years, after Reverend Fowles, there came along Reverend White. And he did what thus said the Lord. He kept building on that foundation. See, we're on the same block, the same foundation that had been prayed for a long time ago. Then, bless God, Dr. Bett came along, and we come out of one building and built on another building on the same foundation. Because that foundation is Jesus Christ himself. Now, it's my time to build on that foundation. And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. For I found out that while I'm working on this building, the Bible said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have another building, a building of God, a house made with hands, eternal in the heaven. And I'm glad that I'm working on my building. I'm glad that we're in a construction zone, and every round gonna get a little bit higher. I'm glad that it's all right. Come out your comfort zone. Come into the construction zone, where it's all about Jesus this morning. It's time to be about your Father's business. When you come here in the construction zone, you may not have a hard hat to remember that a child of God can always, always have on the helmet of salvation. So if I don't have a hard hat, I got my helmet of salvation. I'm working on the construction zone. Anybody want to help me work on this building? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! God is! God is! The best thing, we got to work on this building. But we got to have the right foundation. Jesus Christ.